Hoping to use fewer chemicals in the garden this year? Some natural pest control ideas today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-945-9498. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-945-9498. 1-800-945-9498.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 18th, the 138th day of the year. Country singer George Strait has a birthday, and Pope John Paul II was born on this day in 1920. Looking for more natural means of pest control in the garden this year? Here's how successful organic growers do it. Intermingle your main crop with plants that give off disagreeable odors, to insects at least. Organic gardeners say garlic or feverfew are effective when planted alongside tomatoes. Castor bean plants are often known to head off Japanese beetles. Marigolds will help protect your broccoli, cabbage, or cauliflower. Painted daisies and other members of the chrysanthemum family have been long used for natural pest control, earning the name Nature's Insecticide. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.